Hello everyone, it's your favorite person Seashell here, and today's topic is about playing your position. Are you good or are you evil? Now, I think over this last few weeks that I've been working on my spiritual journey, I have grown a lot more understanding of why it is that people who do good are always kind of caught off guard or cannot succeed when they're trying to do things that are evil, and why evil people get away with so much evil so long before they finally get caught or finally karma catches up with them on their evil ways. It's because at a very young age, we all chose on what path we wanted to be. Like, things happened to us in our childhood. And I've talked about this several times on several different episodes about my childhood. It wasn't the best type of childhood. I've had a lot of traumatic things happen. And based on those traumas and things that have happened in my life, I had two paths. I could choose to be forgiving and keep doing good in spite of all the bad stuff that I was seeing, or repeat the cycle and continue to be bad and do all these bad things for my life. But I chose very early on that I was going to still be a good person, be kind, spread love, and do all the things that make me feel good about being a good person. So along my journey in life, anytime that I try to go down the path of being evil and trying to do something that I've seen somebody do to me, or try to retaliate or repeat something that someone has done to me that's evil, I get caught really instantly. Like, my karma is pretty instantaneous. it's like the universe is not going to let me get away with, or God is not going to let me get away with doing evilness. Like, I cannot do it. Because my path is to be good and to be righteous and to spread that love. Like, I cannot give people hate and expect good things to come from it. I've chosen the path to be good, and that way, and as I'm good, good things will come. Even though the evil people come into my life and they come into my pathway and they do evil things, good is still going to come out when I respond in a good way. And now I know this to be true. Like, I actually have seen it. I've put it to test. I've tried it, and I have not succeeded in trying to be evil. Like, I can't even do it properly. it does not work. So if you are on the fence about being good and about being evil, but you notice that the things that you do when you're doing evil things, even though it might make you feel good for a moment, that it just makes you feel like really bad and slimy on the inside, that you keep on trying to do those evil things, your life just isn't balanced and it's not going the way that you want it to go. I summon you to do all the good things in your life, no matter what is going on. So even though evilness comes your way and people start to do things that make you feel like you just want to respond in an evil way, I encourage you to really latch on to your goodness and have that faith and know that things are going to turn around for you. Like, the evilness, they cannot, like, get away with that too much for a good person who's protected and guided by goodness. And if you are an evil person and you just want to keep being evil and keep doing evil things, keep doing that. Be evil. Do all the things that you want to do that are evil. You'll be able to survive at some rate doing all these evil things, but in the end there are going to be consequences. It's just that the consequences for you come at a later time, and it does come like a ton of bricks or something. It's like, it's pretty heavy, I believe, for anybody who's evil to get all of their consequences of all the evilness that they've done at one time. Like, I would not want to be you. But I mean, if that's the light that you chose, like, I think a lot of times good people try to train people to be good. Like, you try to convince and change the world into being good. And evil people try to change the good people. Like, they do evil things to change those good people into being evil. But what we both have to realize is that the world is balanced by those good and evil energies, just like a positive and negative energy. Like, the world is balanced when there's positivity and negativity balancing each other out. So the goodness and the evilness balance each other out. So everybody in the world and everybody born, like, you have that decision early on of what way you're going to go. So it's not our job to necessarily change an evil person into a good person, because it's probably not going to work. Not saying that it will never work, but, like, I don't think we're supposed to go about life trying to teach these evil people to be good. Like, you really can't do that. And like, vice versa, you're not going to change, or, you know, good people to be evil people. Like, we should stop trying to do that. Let people be who they are, and let life deal with them the way life is going to deal with them. It's not our decision. You should really just be focusing on you and what you're bringing to the world, what you're supposed to be doing, and you know, just do what you're supposed to do. That's all I can say, is, like, really just focus on being the best version of yourself that you can be. And, you know, if somebody comes to you and they say, I want to learn how to be a little bit more of a good person, then by all means, help that person out. That's a good thing. We want to be able to help people change and be loving and gentle and kind. Like, I believe spreading kindness and gentleness and loving spirits on a daily basis, it just really helps the world overall. I think, you know, spreading love helps. Spreading hate, I don't know that it helps, but, you know, sometimes it helps people who may be narcissists or are one-sided, or they only want themselves to gain. In those situations, it really does help for those people to be evil and to only think about themselves. So I think when it comes to trying to change people to be one way or the other, that's not really what we're supposed to be doing here. Like, I think even in those narcissistic situations where a person is just really focused on themselves, a good person can enter into their lives and help them gain some of those things that they want to gain, you know, for themselves. You never know how they could actually help other people. Like, a person who is really focused on changing laws, for instance, to benefit them, could be benefiting a whole bunch of other people without even realizing, because they're only focused on themselves. So they're like, I believe at the end of the day, everybody's purpose and the reasons why they're pushed, or the reasons why they have these passions in their lives or want to do things, it actually does have a purpose. Like, it really does. And whether you view it as a good thing or not, it could really, really help people. Like, another thing that I see a lot going on today in the internet, especially with everybody being stuck inside and being remote during this time, is that people are really bullying each other on the internet. Like, saying things that are really inappropriate, going down people's personal pages and social media and doing things and saying things that are so very inappropriate and bullying. And to me, it might be inappropriate and bullying, but to the person doing it, it might be just they're doing something called tough love, or, you know, it might not come across to them that they're being evil or hateful in their messaging or the delivery. It just might be something that they're used to, you know, that delivery being. They don't care about being kind and nice and sweet and gentle to people and spreading love. They just want to spread the truth and share with people how they're feeling. So as I watch these things unfold online, I'm often baffled by some of the things that people are saying, the mean things and the inconsideration of other human beings as they're saying these things. But then I look at the people who are on the receiving end of it and how they're responding, and you know, how people are able to kind of bounce back from those mean comments, or they make different changes, or, you know, there's so many good things that come out of those situations where people are being bullying and being mean. And that's where I say that there's an equal balance of these things. Like, for instance, one of the most recent things was when Chad Bozeman died. And, you know, before he passed with the colon cancer, people were making comments on one of his appearances that he made on his social media page. And they were just making all these comments about how much weight he had lost without people really knowing what the true situation was. And then when we all found out that he passed away, you know, it really made a difference. And now people are really starting to think about how they're eating and, you know, what they can do to learn more about colon cancer and its causes, and just kind of doing the things that are necessary to spread awareness and help people out. So you see how that bullying and all of that negative energy actually transpired into some awareness and really helping people understand a little bit more about something that we did not know about. Like, I think that's a prime example of, you know, how you can't really change people in the way that they're going to think and see things and respond to things. Like, it's not our purpose to do that. But if we can take that negative situation and learn from it and spread good, even, you know, either way, then everything is going to work out. So what path are you on? Are you team good or are you team evil? If you're on either team, be your best. That's all I ask. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.